This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Scott Stinson, co-owner of the Carlinville Plaza. And welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott, we're going to discuss today Tour de Milk. It's a bike ride. It'll be held on Saturday, October the 10th. This is a new bike ride. Of course, Macoupin County, familiar with Tour de Donut and Tour de Coal, and now we have Tour de Milk. And if you could, tell us a little bit about how this idea got started, what brought it about.
Okay, we've been working in Macoupin County for about 10 years on Carlinville Plaza, and noticed that there are numerous bike rides up and down Illinois Route 66, and also the Capital City Century up in Springfield. There's a Tour de Trauma over in Waverly, and thought that that would be a good event for Carlinville to have to bring bicyclists to town. Bicycling is one of the fastest growing sports in America, and it's a good way to bring some new riders and people to see Carlinville.
Where and when can people sign up, register for the bike ride?
We established a website called bikecarlinville.com that has a Tour de Milk page, and you can click on a link there to go to the registration. The registration is $25 and includes a chance to win a hybrid bike. And there are three rides. One is a 33-mile, one is a 17-mile, and one is an 8-mile. And the courses will meander through the city of Carlinville, starting at the plaza at 9 a.m., and then routing down through the square, back out through Blackburn College, and then out to the east and to the north through Standard City, up close to Millwood, and then back down to the plaza.
And that's the longest ride, and you have stops in between?
Correct, and there will be support and gear service provided by Wheelfast Bike Shop out of Chatham, and there will be a couple different drink stations, and then the McClintocks will have be available if someone wants to eat lunch out in Standard City. And then, of course, when you come back to the plaza, Prairie Farms will be there with chocolate milk, which is Prairie Farms is two of the reasons we named it Tour de Milk. One is that they're headquartered across from the plaza. And secondly, because chocolate milk is an excellent recovery drink for sports. And so all riders will receive some chocolate milk when they cross the finish line to rehydrate themselves and recover from the ride.
Sponsors, obviously Prairie Farms, and who else might be sponsoring this bike ride?
Blackburn College, Benty Shell, First to the Finish, Prairie Farms, City of Carlinville, Carlinville Plaza, and Wheelfast Bike Shop.
You spoke of the three lengths. I guess the shorter one's more of a family-friendly, and the 30-plus-mile one is probably for those who are more experienced in biking.
I would think so, yeah. The 8-mile is short enough that a family and children should be able to ride that, and then the more experienced folks are going to want to choose the 17 and the 33, depending on how they feel.
So you've had some registration going on. Things looking good as far as registration prior to the event?
They are. We've doubled registrations in the past week, and we had a group up at the Capital City Century in Springfield last week, and passed out some flyers. We're starting to get some Springfield registrations, and we partnered with the City of Carlinville Tourism Fund to sponsor the event. And right now, I think the registrations are more than 50% from outside of Carlinville. So that gives us an indication we're doing what we want, which is to bring new visitors to Carlinville to ride bikes and hopefully leave some of their dollars in the restaurants and stores.
And as far as the date of the ride, if inclement weather comes, is it rain or shine, or is there a rain date, or what do we have there?
There's not a rain date, and your registration is non-refundable. We're going to do everything we can if there is rain to either delay the start or maneuver around the rain. But in the worst case, if it's canceled, then we're all out of luck until next year.
Speaking of that, you brought up next year. I was going to say, I'm sure this is planned to be held on an annual basis and things like that. Do you think you'll use this year as maybe twerking times or dates, or do you hope to hold it always on the Saturday, say, first part of October?
I think we're a little bit experimental. We do plan to do it again, and I think we're going to learn from this year, and whether we can combine it with another event or do it at a different time, we'll have to wait and see, but hopefully October will be a nice, cool, fall, sunny day, and we'll have a nice ride.
You mentioned the website, Bike Carlinville, and what's available on the, besides registration, what's available on that website?
So the Bike Carlinville site is really meant to be about anything biking related to Carlinville. And so it's got a couple things on it. The first thing is we've put up links to bike routes that are known to be in the city and through the city. And so there's a link to the Illinois Route 66 bike trail. There's a link to the four City of Carlinville bike routes that are on city streets that are marked. There's also a link to Amtrak. Amtrak has bike service. And if someone wanted to ride Amtrak to Carlinville and ride to a different destination after getting off, there's a link to that service. And I think we're also going to put a link to the ITS, proposed ITS trail and the proposed Winning Communities trail to Beaver Lake, Beaver Dam Lake.
Proceeds from this inaugural event are going to go to who this year?
75% will go to the Carlinville Area Food Pantry, which is located at the plaza, and 25% will go to Winning Communities Beaver Dam Trail effort.
Scott, if you'd like to again tell everybody where they can register for the ride, and as you said, they can also register the day of the event.
They'll be able to register the day of the event, cash only. And if you want to pre-register, you can do it at bikecarlinville.com. There's a Tour to Milk page, and that has a link to a registration service where you can register by credit card.
Scott Stinson, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.